أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما. The previous ayat was Surah Muhammad, and it was an indication that if you have proper iman on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his whole deen and his lifestyle, then in front is Surah Fatah, the opening, the success. You will gain every success. Also, the previous surah is known as Surah Qital Jihad, the surah of jihad. If you will make jihad, Allah Ta'ala will grant you success. And you will have success of this dunya also and the akhirah. And it's not difficult for us to understand, especially here in South Africa, very practical for us to understand. We know the ANC political group, for how many years they had their struggle against the white government. The white government was so much in power and they had such a control of the country that outwardly it was impossible that anyone else can rule this country. But they carried on with their struggle, they gave lives. They went into detention, they went into exile, all the sufferings they went through. Today, with our eyes, we see they ruling the country. And they've got everything. In the same way, if Muslims will make jihad, then though it seems that it's impossible for Muslims to rule the world now, Allah Ta'ala will make it and they will rule the world. But we have to be genuine. Today we are not regular with our faith. Also, this is just a matter of one country, South Africa. With regard to the Muslims and jihad, it is not one country, it's the whole world. And the condition of the Muslims is so weak, we can't be identified as Muslims by our appearance. Our way of life is like the non-believers. No namaz in our lives, generally the ummah. So we cannot even still imagine about jihad. In Makkah Sharif, iman was built. And then in Medina Sharif, the command of jihad was given. So first it is required that we correct our lives, we make our Islam. And then inshallah the time for jihad will also come. And as Allah Ta'ala, a non-Muslim political party, Allah Ta'ala gave them the country ready on the plate, Allah will give the Muslims also like that. But we have to first bring proper deen, the love of deen, and the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with regard to that, Allah says, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Humne faisla kar diya tere waste sareeh faisla. We had given you a great opening, a great success, a open success. And this was the Sulh Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. Yeah, again, if we go and see, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah was almost totally, all the conditions were against the Muslims. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood, let us accept this peace treaty, Allah Ta'ala will give us success. The conditions were so much against the Muslims that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great khalifa and sahabi, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you not the true Nabi of Allah? He said, yes. Is not our religion the right religion? Yes. Are we not on the right? Yes. Then why must we humble ourselves and accept these conditions which are against us? But they accepted it, and the Sahaba so much, they all were on their way for Umrah, and they were stopped for making Umrah. And when a person cannot make Umrah, he stopped for any reason, then he should shave his hair and have the dam given in Makkah Sharif. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to shave their hairs. No one was even prepared. They just could not accept. How can we do this? How can we submit to these conditions? Then one of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, you go and sit in amongst the Sahaba and you have your hair shaved first. When he did that, the Sahaba all started shaving their hair. In what is meant is that the conditions appeared totally against the Muslims. Allah revealed the ayat, we have given you victory. We have given you great success in this. So by observing the commands of Allah, though outwardly we might think, I'm suffering, I'm not taking interest, I'm not gambling, I'm not womanizing, I'm having a bored life, I'm having a dull life, but that is success. When a person submits to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has kept success in there. And what is this great success? لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Ta maaf kare tujhko Allah, jo aage ho chuke tere guna aur jo piche rahe. That Allah Ta'ala forgives you whatever your errors were before and after. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'asoom. He had absolutely no guna. Every Nabi was ma'asoom. And the greatest favor of Allah, victory and success, is forgiveness of sins. That you are, that Allah just loves you. Your plate is completely clear. So this it was that Allah Ta'ala gave Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a higher position all the time. When he looked at his previous condition, he made tawbah istighfar on that. That I wasn't in the obedience of Allah because of that higher position. And this is what is called Hasanatul Abrar Sayyatul Muqarrabin. Those people who are exceptionally pious, their good deeds are also regarded as sins because they make namaz, they make tawbah. We couldn't make our namaz properly. They make tilawat, they make tawbah. We didn't fulfill the rights of making tilawat also. So in that sense, Allah has referred to this as the wrongs and errors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise he was completely free. وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. Or pura kar de tujh par apna ihsan. And when your plate is clean, then Allah's favors pour down upon you. So Allah says that His ni'mats now are going to come. And this great ni'mat for which you have come in this world to establish Islam in deen, now by jihad it is going to be established. Islam is going to flourish in the world. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown that the palaces of Persia are falling at his feet. The powers of Rome are falling at his feet. And all this happened then. And Islam spread in the world, and Islam ruled the world. وَيَهْدِيَكَ سِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Or chalai tujhko seedhi hira. And that Allah will guide you to the straight path. Allah will make the world to love Islam. Allah will make it practical. Today many of us say very hard to love. You can't fulfill the commands of Allah. Environment is so terrible. Temptations are so great all the time. It's a necessity of making jihad and changing these conditions. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that, Allah said, we will make the conditions favorable for you to practice Islam. Today to practice Islam, the conditions are not favorable. Even in Muslim countries, laws are made in Muslim countries against Islamic injunctions. But if jihad is waged, and for that a precondition is that the ummah must be united, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam united the Sahaba, and islah must be made, then when jihad will be made, Allah's help will come, and is to practice Islam, for everyone, those who are against Islam, will come in huge numbers into Islam, and everyone will easily practice Islam. وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. Or madad kare teri Allah, zabardast madad. And Allah will give you a very great help from His side. And that help came that till today, we see that 1400 years have passed, Islam is alive. Yeah, we are so far in Azadville from Makkah Sharif, from Medina Sharif, but we are gathered here for Fajr Namaz. It's a cold morning, but we all got up, we came. This was that great help Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's a miracle that 1400 years and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen is still alive so much fully in the world. Like we see many times, I notice some students, they walk out of the masjid with their right leg, they realize they reverse back again. And they walk out with their left leg. What was this? The teaching of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam of 1400 years ago. And a young boy, there are so many temptations for him, but he's conscious about every sunnah. You enter the toilet by mistake with the wrong foot, you come back. You enter with the right foot, with the left foot, which is the right way to enter the toilet. So this is what great help Allah had given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When these ayat were revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, oh Allah's Rasul, these are great favors which Allah has blessed you with. And what about us? any share for us also of Allah's great favors. The Sahaba made jihad also. So Allah revealed the ayat, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَهِي هِي جِسْنِ اُتَارَ اِتْمِنَان دِلْ مَيْ ایمان وَالُكَ. It is only Allah who had put this itminan, this consolement, this reassurance in the heart of the believers. They were living a life of great fear. Like today, we are living in fear of crime all the time. We are living in fear of many things all the time. The only solution is jihad, that peaceful conditions will exist, not only for the non-Muslims, even the non-Muslims under Muslim rule, they also have complete peaceful conditions. So Allah gave this reassurance when they had made this jihad. لِيَسْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ تَاكِ اور بَرْجَائِ اُنْكَ إِيمَانْ إِيمَانْ كِ سَاتْ. And all this was a more greater gift than the comforts of this world and serenity and security and reassurance in this world, that the iman you have, we are going to increase it. And your iman will become of a higher level and much more greater. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ اور اللہ کے ہیں سب لشکر آسمانوں کے اور زمین کے. And also remember, all the armies of the heavens and the earth belong solely to Allah Ta'ala. When you will declare that you are totally prepared to sacrifice for Allah, Allah will put all these armies to fight in your favor. And when you break the laws of Allah, Allah uses those armies against you. But when you will fulfill the laws of Allah, and the pinnacle of the laws of Allah is jihad, when you will stand up for that, Allah will put all the armies of the heavens and the earth all with you and in your favor, as Allah did in the battle of Badr, Allah did in the battle of Uhud, Hunain, where the Roman army was 200,000 and the Muslims were a handful, but Allah's unseen help was with the Muslims. They overpowered the superpower of that time. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا or اللَّهِ خَبَرْدَارِ حِكْمَةُ وَالَى. Also remember that when will this come? Allah is most knowledgeable. Allah has knowledge of everything. When Allah will see truly, and this is one very major thing, really in your heart you have this desire, Islam must reign supreme in the world. Not just that you are living and happy to live under kuffar law, the level, happy to live a materialistic life, dunya's life of your ease and your comfort, your laziness, and just your life of this dunya. No, Allah's help will come when He sees in your heart you really want that Islam must be in your life, Islam must be in the world. And this is in the hearts of the Muslims, then Allah's help will come. And Allah is most wise. At that time, Allah sends His help. So there is a very great surah. The message is also very great and clear, that when we will bring the whole deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, and we reach the pinnacle of it with jihad, Allah's help will come, victory will come, and Allah's opening will come for us in this dunya. And not only for the Muslims, non-Muslims will get hidayat of Islam. They will come in huge numbers into the fold of Islam. But it's necessary for us that we make our Islam, we build the true love of deen and Islam, and we stand up for the deen at all costs, and then Allah Ta'ala will give us this great victory. وآخر دعوانا.